The most universally recognized piece of Johannes Brahms' music is the lullaby. But concert pianist Eugene Ginger says this composition is not Brahms' best work.
Well, the lullaby is a very poor representation of Brahms' contribution to music. He's a titanic figure, writes massive symphonies and concertos.
Brahms' music has a longer reach into film soundtracks and, in at least one instance, into modern music, although listeners might not be aware it's Brahms they're hearing. Carlos Santana and Dave Matthews didn't credit Brahms when they recorded Love of My Life, but it's definitely derivative. Hear for yourself. This is the third movement of Brahms Symphony No. 3. Classical music students learn early on that the Germanic titans of composition are the three B's, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, a fact that doesn't make sense if all you know of Brahms is that lullaby.
His music is highly emotional, and some people would call it Teutonic, very warlike.
As Eugene Ginger plays the opening salvo of the concert he'll perform Saturday night, the entire grand piano shudders and shakes.
It's an extremely demanding piece physically, although it may not always sound it. In fact, I would call it the most feared piano concerto of all of them. It presents muscular challenges which are unprecedented, and challenges of strength, and endurance, of course, to make it through 50-some minutes. It's good if you've got a couple decades to devote to the piece.
Ginger says this concerto is notable for having four movements rather than the more traditional three. Although this is a piano concerto, this third movement is written to feature cello. Here, Ginger plays a passage he calls extraordinary.
It's nothing like it in any other piece, especially any other concerto, where things come to a complete standstill. For a long, long time, it's just like death. It's very difficult to play that slowly for that long. One wouldn't think so, but it takes enormous concentration to maintain that slow, slow tempo.
This third movement, the Andante, Ginger calls the center of gravity for the whole concerto, with its emotional and expressive focus on death. By contrast, the fourth movement, the Allegretto Grazioso, has a light music box sound.
I think people have often misunderstood the last movement, which is quite lighthearted. After that movement, where he's in effect come to grips with his feelings about death, then the last movement seems to me perfectly logical, that he's now become lighthearted and carefree. Some people tend to think it's an anticlimax, fourth movement, but I've never found it that way.
Perhaps it's this lighthearted music that inspires Ginger to share his formula for Germanic musical titanism.
Years ago, I discovered the true secret of playing Brahms, especially the piano concertos, it's essential to have sauerkraut for breakfast on the day of the concert. That way you get into the true spirit of the music.
Are you really going to do that?
Yes.
Are you?
Certainly.
Note that he did not say the audience should do likewise. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in the Black Hills.